Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With the threat of an impending job loss based on the quality of her delivery of this piece, she still steps up to the plate every time and does the telly. Well,
listen, after Monday, if you didn't sack me, you're never going to sack me. So.
Right, what's on the weekend?
Well, I have TV news. Ooh, first that I want to tell you
about.
Love
TV news. Right, tell us about the news.
Disney Plus is the new streaming platform that everyone is waiting on, because they've basically stripped all of their content off Netflix and they're going to put it on their own one.
Yeah.
And then they've started to announce and confirm, you know, different movies and TV shows and all that kind of stuff that will be originals on Disney Plus. So people are really excited about it. It's launching on Tuesday in the US. So we didn't have an Irish date until today.
Oh, we now have one.
Yeah. So it's the 31st of March, 2020.
Right.
Personally, I think it's very unfair that they're making us wait that long. But look, I'll be the first to get it.
It's Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll have new original TV shows, including a live action series that'll be set in the Star Wars universe.
Oh,
so
that's
the first time anything like that's been done.
Is that The Mandalorian? Is that that one? I think it is.
Is it?
I think
I'm
so.
I'm not sure.
No, correct me if I'm wrong on 087-4100-102, but I think it is.
They've also confirmed loads of movies, but it will include the Hocus Pocus sequel.
Yes.
Which everybody is like... But dying for.
But people will also be dying for, if you want to watch The Little Mermaid or you want to watch, your kids want to watch Frozen, this is where it's going to be.
Pocahontas or whatever. Yeah, totally. Now, I have all of those DVDs, so I don't need it.
Of course.
Whatever. But the it's rumoured to... So they haven't released any details about pricing.
Mm.
So, but people are saying... So the rumours online are it'll be about €7 a month.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. So I'll be getting that. My second bit of news is, so I spotted this last night when I was at home. So you know, Suzanne Jackson is So Sue Me. She's a blogger.
Yes.
Very talented businesswoman. And you know, Eileen Style Queen.
Well, we've had Eileen in before. Yeah.
She's 80 and she's on Instagram and she basically, she shows you what she wears every day.
Yeah.
And she's an absolute legend and people love her and everything. They've teamed up now and they're currently shooting a new TV show for RT1 in that'll air in January. So it's a makeover style TV show where people will have contacted them and gone, I don't know how to dress for my shape. I don't know what to wear since, you know, I've had kids or since I lost all this weight or whatever the case may be. And they're going around and dressing them. I just think we haven't had a TV show like that in a very long time.
No, you love that kind of thing.
I love that kind of thing. And I love both of these people. So I think it's going to be brilliant. It'll be worth a watch. But I'm just watching both of their Insta stories at the minute, trying to get little... Oh, look. Oh, I wonder, is that the person they're making over? Oh. But it'd be interesting to see the dynamic in, because they're very different style-wise, obviously.
Yeah.
Because Suzanne is in her 30s, like Eileen is 80.
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be interesting to see how they work together to style...
Yeah,
certain people.
That will be fascinating.
And then my third bit of news is Netflix have a new Christmas movie coming next week.
Okay.
It's called Claus. And basically it's an origin story about Santa.
Oh, right.
And he becomes friends with a young postman. And I think it's just such a lovely one. It's from the co-creator of Despicable Me.
Brilliant.
And I love those movies.
Yeah.
This is why it stood out to me. So it's called Claus and it'll go up on the 15th of November.
Well,
so
look,
I think that's definitely one to sit down and watch with the kids to get them in the mood for Christmas.
I am 100% in this already. I was walking around Graff Street yesterday. They haven't turned on the official lights yet, but all of the shops have all of the Christmas lights on. Bewley's, Brown Thomas, Weir's. I was in the Pavilions yesterday as well. That's all fully Christmas-fied. I'm into this. I'm there. I'm there for Christmas movies.
And I'm usually the don't speak to me till December.
No.
Like I can't.
No,
but
Maria.
You know what? And I fight it so hard every year. And I just think that this year I'm just going to give in.
You have to.
Like I'm just going to give in because I'm sick of fighting.
The best time of the year. In fact, somebody sent me a link to a video called Everything That's Wrong with Elf in 16 Minutes on YouTube. And I sent back an email going, unless it's somebody saying nothing for 16 minutes, I don't want to watch this video because there's nothing wrong with Elf. It's the best movie
ever made. I actually
agree
there's nothing wrong with Elf. Then in terms of Teddy tonight on the talk shows, the Late Late Show, they'll have a Gay Byrne tribute. You know, would it be
they obviously
Davis?
Did the big one on Tuesday, but
today's the Davis funeral, so they're going to do a big tribute to Gay. And then the two Johnnies are on.
Legends.
Two very funny lads.
Just back from LA, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, doing their podcast out there.
There's a guy on it called Declan Kelly. He's a businessman from Tipperary. Mm-hmm. So he's the founder and CEO of Tenio. Is that how I say it? Tenio.
Is the PR company?
Yeah.
Tenio, yeah.
So they're doing a thing. They're hoping to end global poverty. But this is what drew me to it. With the help from Coldplay.
Oh.
And Pharrell Williams and Hugh Jackman.
So wow.
They're launching this thing called Global Goal Live.
Very interesting.
So he'll definitely be interesting to watch. And then on Graham Norton, Olivia Colman, Helena Bonham Carter, they're both in the new series of The Crown, I absolutely cannot wait for. Richard Ayoade on his new book, I don't like him.
I've decided.
Johnny start watching the IT Crowd at home when he gets in from work, and I just can't, he's irritating me.
He's the greatest. Moss. He's so brilliant.
I can't. Chadwick Boseman, who is Black Panther, has a new movie called 21 Bridges, and Niall Horan will be performing.
Deadly.
And then my movie of the week is not on telly. You won't see it on telly.
Okay.
It's in cinemas from today. The Irishman. Martin Scorsese's new one. So it's Robert De Niro, Al Pacino and Joe Pesci. It's meant to be unbelievable, lads.
Now bear in mind, I did see the running time for this movie and I nearly fell down.
How long is it?
It's 200 and something minutes long. It's 3 and a bit hours. Three and a half hours.
So if you don't want to go see it in the cinemas, it is in the cinema today. I will say some movies should be watched in the cinema. I think this might be one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's on Netflix on the 27th of November anyway. So if you don't want to watch it in cinemas, you just have to wait a little bit longer.
Class. Maria, brilliant as always. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Keep your ears open for Dermot Kennedy. When you hear Dermot Kennedy, text or WhatsApp Dermot to 087-4100-102 to win tickets to go see him live next summer. And of course, we're getting closer to Ireland's biggest mixtape on Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
With itsforwomen.ie. Don't live your life on hold.